So the first phrase we have is this. Of course, what stands out about this is the extreme amount of distortion that you use on this to get that really full, fat sound. I will be teaching the lesson without the distortion so you can hear what's going on. So we start off with. So that's the third string open three times. And then we have this. That's me holding down the 6th, 5th, and even 4th string, 6th fret with one finger. I'll play that, and then go up a fret from there with another finger or the same finger. Doesn't matter. Slow enough you can do it with one finger. And then I'll play those 2 or 3 top strings open twice, and then come back to that 7th fret. So we have. Then I'll play the open 6th and 5th string again. Before I go to this. Now this is octaves. Finger 1 is on my 5th string, 8th fret. Finger 3 is on the 3rd string, 10th fret. I'm killing the 4th string. I don't want to hear it. But I do want to hear the 5th and 3rd. We do that 2 times. And then we come back to finger 1, holding down the top 3 strings, 7th fret. So from the octaves. And then we go down a fret. And back to the 7th fret on the top 3 strings. Then we get, that's the top string open, and you can hit the 5th if you want to. But then I need the 5th and 6th strings 1st fret with finger 1. Then you'll reach up to the 6th string 5th fret with your 4th finger. So, then come back to the 1st finger, top 2 strings, 1st fret, then play the top 2 strings open, back to the 1st fret, and then open. And all that's left is. So this is a power chord with finger 1 on the 5th string, 1st fret. Finger 3 is holding down the 4th and 3rd strings, 3rd fret. We'll hit just those strings, 4 strokes. And then I go to an open power chord where the 5th string is open. And finger 1 is holding the 4th and 3rd strings, 2nd fret. 4 of those. And that's the first phrase we hear. The second phrase is like the first phrase until we get to the end. Let's take a look at that.